China has renewed its focus on reunification with Taiwan under the One Country, Two Systems approach. In a speech marking the 40th anniversary of the message to compatriots in Taiwan, Chinese President Xi Jinping said Taiwan must and will be united with China. The issue is something that hasn't held prominence on the Chinese government's agenda for nearly 15 years, so why now? Dr. Sao Kiet Tok is a political scientist at the Asia Institute with the University of Melbourne. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning.
Why is this statement by the Chinese president so unusual?
I think the unusual part of this statement this time round is the reiteration of the one country, two system. Now, Chinese position on Taiwan has been pretty consistent for since 1979, but at this point is the reiteration of the one country, two system come at a very peculiar time when things in Hong Kong aren't doing that well. And on top of that, because it pretty much the concept has dropped out of the Chinese rhetoric for about 14, 15 years. So since Chen Shui-bian came into power in 2004, this one country, two system has kind of like quietly been dropped out of official rhetoric without carrying too much content in them. But right now there's a re-emphasis on the importance of this concept in an eventual reunification with Taiwan. So that gives a departure from previous rhetorics in that sense.
Now, we're of course familiar with this one country, two systems philosophy that's applied by China to Hong Kong. What does it actually mean in practice?
Well, it means really that the whole of China come under a titular One China, but different areas or regions can practice different systems. Like in the case of Hong Kong, you can have a capitalist system. When it was first conceived by Deng Xiaoping back in the 1980s, it was something to say that, you know, there are two different forms of governance and two different forms of laws, two different forms of financial currencies. They can practice at different places. So so long as there's recognition that the sovereignty of China lies in Beijing.
So there's a degree of autonomy that's guaranteed.
Well, that is
in theory.
Yes, in theory. It's a very high degree of autonomy, yes.
And in practice, I know over the years we've seen increasing concern about the rise of Chinese control in Hong Kong. Is that, I guess, an alarming development for Taiwan, given these comments by Jinping?
I think I wouldn't say it's alarming to Taiwanese, but it does give, you know, a sense that, you know, the Chinese seems to be changing their position. Because there was, in the previous leadership under Hu Jintao, there was a kind of disillusionment towards the one country, two systems. When Chen Shui-bian came into power, he already made it very clear to the Chinese that, you know, one country, two systems doesn't work in Taiwan. And in a very concerted move, the Chinese leadership tried to play down the model of one country, two systems as to be applied to Taiwan in an eventual reunification. So this time around, when Xi Jinping brings back this one country, two systems, it appears to kind of signal a more hardening stance of the Chinese. While this is, we're talking about degrees rather than, you know, huge change in position, but nonetheless, you get a sense that Xi is more adamant that that there is a kind of eventual vision that the Chinese nation should be reunited, and the question remains if he is trying to take it to his own task that, you know, he has to reunify Taiwan during his tenure.
Xi's speech also included some fairly strong statements around military force. He said, "We make no promise to give up the use of military force and reserve the option of taking all necessary means against Taiwanese separatist activities and outside forces looking to interfere with China's reunification efforts. They're pretty strong comments. What does it look like in action?
Well, to be honest, this statement is very consistent with China's previous stance. Okay, all throughout the history, I think, and when I said that, it's talking about the last 40 years, Chinese position has always been one that they reserve the use of force in reunification. So that one, we try not to read too much into it. It's just reiterating a state, a long time policy. However, the point here, I think, is when he says it's not just two words, Taiwan separatism, but any outside forces that might intervene in Taiwan. Now, that is something of a new change, a change in the position, because in previous statements, he has never mentioned outside forces that were complicated in the Taiwan issue.
So is this a message to the U.S.?
I think there is a subtle message out there that, you know, that China is becoming a lot more confident than it used to be, and that it will not tolerate international intervention in the Taiwan affair.
And what's the Taiwanese reaction been?
So far, Tsai Ing-wen has been quite strong in coming out and rejecting Xi Jinping's idea, almost to the point that she was trying to slap, you know, Xi Jinping in the face. Now, that notwithstanding, I think you can regard the current exchange as a tit-for-tat exchange between Taiwan and Beijing. Now, the next point of interest will be how Beijing reacts to Tsai Ing-wen's statements. Now, Tsai Ing-wen says, no, we are not going to reunify with China through the one country, two systems. And the Taiwanese population has rejected one country, two systems. So it remains to be seen how China Xi Jinping himself, because it has been a kind of a personal humiliation for him. Now, when I see what's going on in Chinese media, they didn't really report what Tsai Ing-wen says. But should China react forcefully towards Tsai Ing-wen's statement, then you will see probably an escalation of events. But at this time, it seems like both sides are pretty cool. They stated their intent and what they perceive as the current status quo, and they seem happy to move on for the time being.
Right, for the time being, I think that's the caveat. Thank you for your time today.
You're welcome.
Dr. Sao Kiet Tok is a political scientist with the Asia Institute at the University of Melbourne. It's 8:45.